Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 26th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is Luddite, spelled capital L-U-D-D-I-T-E. Luddite is a noun. It refers to someone who is opposed to change, and especially to technological change. Here's the word used in a sentence from Education Week by Allison Klein. A high school English teacher who has been working for more than a quarter century, Beasley is no Luddite. She taught online courses before the pandemic and has used a learning management system for years, unlike some of her colleagues who still prefer a traditional pen and paper grade book. Long before your Luddite friend was waxing poetic about how blissful it is to not have a smartphone, Luddites were protesting the textile machinery that was slowly replacing them. It was toward the end of 1811 in the vicinity of Nottingham, England, when handicraftsmen formed organized bands and began to riot for the destruction of the new machinery. Their name is of uncertain origin, but it may be connected to a probably mythical person named Ned Ludd, L-U-D-D. According to an unsubstantiated account in George Pellew's Life of Lord Sidmouth, from 1847, Ned Ludd was a Leicestershire villager of the late 1700s who, in a fit of rage, rushed into a stocking weaver's house and destroyed his equipment. Subsequently, his name was proverbially connected with machinery destruction. With the onset of the information age, the word Luddite gained a broader sense describing anyone who shuns new technology. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.